Today's affirmation: with each breath, I release stress and fear and embrace this moment with inner peace and love. In the midst of life challenges, it's difficult to see beyond the current moment. You may feel as though you're navigating through choppy, uncharted waters. Perhaps you feel a bit lost, questioning how you ended up here, or simply striving just to keep your head above water. In these moments of flux, we tend to harbor negative energy and emotions that weigh us down, contributing to feelings of being stuck and unable to move forward. Yet there is hope. While you may not find an immediate answer or solution to your problems, there are ways to experience an immediate release of tension, unloading the weight and burden so you can feel lighter and move forward with clarity and focus. Hello and welcome to the Mindful Life Changes podcast, where we'll dive deep into the challenges and transformations shaping our lives, from shifts in our roles at home and work to the transitions we navigate physically and mentally as we gracefully age. I'm your host, Valerie Mecki, a career change guide and mindfulness enthusiast. In today's episode, we're going to unpack the heaviness that comes with major life changes. Whether you've been laid off, are experiencing a change in your relationship, caring for an aging parent, or navigating a challenging period with your child, it's easy to feel stretched thin, pulled in every direction. Although I believe us midlifers are made and designed to endure this season, much like a rubber band being stretched, it's equally critical to release the tension. This allows us to make room for positive energy, enabling us to face the next challenge that may come our way, or simply just to get through the day. By addressing and releasing your frustration, anger, and sadness, clearing them up from your body and mindset, you open up space for patience, whether for yourself or others, and as well as forgiveness, love, and empathy. Okay, I must caution you. The techniques I'm about to share for releasing negative energy are not always serene, calm, or pretty. Some are raw, intense, and may seem a little messy, but that's exactly what is necessary in moments that weigh us down to the point where moving forward with clarity and focus just becomes a struggle. So, what are the four methods to help immediately release pent-up negative energy? A screaming session, crying session, running session, or intense journaling session. Now, you don't need to try all four sessions. Start with just one. However, if you find yourself completing one and you still are not feeling clear-minded or rid of any heaviness from within, you might need to go further down the list until you find yourself feeling emptied of negative energy, lighter, and feeling at peace. So let's delve into the screaming session. It's pretty straightforward and simple. Find one of your more denser, fuller size pillows and bury your face into it and scream your heart out. This method allows for a safe and private release of pent-up emotions. It can be incredibly cathartic, giving voice to frustrations, anger, and other intense emotions that you've been holding up inside. Remember, this goal here isn't about disturbing your peace, but creating space where you can freely express and release those deep-seated feelings safely and privately. Next up, a crying session. This one could be a bit tricky because unlike a screaming session, which you can initiate at your discretion and timing, a crying session may not be as easy to plan. It can also happen more organically. The urge to cry might emerge unexpectedly, perhaps in the middle of driving home, while deep in thought while you're in the shower, or in a conversation with your partner or best friend. The key is to let the tears just run. Don't hold back. I believe that ugly crying is an incredibly powerful and natural method of releasing pent-up feelings. It helps release stress hormones and other chemicals that accumulate during times of emotional distress, Crying also activates the body's parasympathetic nervous system, promoting a sense of calm and well-being after a good crying session. Next on the list, a running session. A running session is another way that can immediately release stress or anxiety. Choose a route that you find calming and invigorating, such as a park, a trail, or a quiet neighborhood. Focus on your breathing and physical sensation of moving forward, letting go of your thoughts and feelings, and let yourself run freely, without judgment. If you can find a route that includes hills, that's even better. The intensity of an uphill challenge pushes your body, increasing your heart rate and engaging in more muscle groups, which amplifies the physical benefits of running, which is a bonus. But more importantly, mentally, tackling the intense physical challenge head on with uphill battle fosters a sense of accomplishment and resilience, which definitely can benefit you in your daily life post-run. Finally, let's explore an intense journaling session. This involves jotting down your thoughts and feelings and experiences in a raw and unfiltered manner. I personally find engaging in an intense journaling session right after my morning workout to be incredibly effective. It's when I feel the most clear-minded. Figure out the time that works best for you when you are at your most lucid. You can structure the session by using specific prompts that challenge you to confront your emotions, or simply allowing your thoughts to flow freely onto the page. Kick off your journaling session with prompts like, "Ever since X happened, I feel," and then fill in the rest. Or, "Since X occurred, my biggest fear is," and let your pen take over. Don't hold back on your thoughts or emotions. Seeing your thoughts in black and white can help you process complex emotions and reduce stress and identify priorities. Writing about your challenges and feelings can offer insights and perspectives that may not be as evident through just thinking, helping to build your personal growth and emotional resilience. So there you have it, 4 strategies designed to help you immediately release stress, anxiety, and pent-up emotions, thereby creating space for positive energy in your mind and body, allowing more room to foster greater patience for others and yourself, as well as grace, empathy, and love. With that being said, let's take advantage of this present moment with a positive energy affirmation session. We'll start our affirmation practice by priming your mind and body so you'll be open to this affirmation by doing a proper body scan. Take a deep cleansing breath in and out, releasing any negative energy that doesn't serve you for your mind and your body. I'll begin by reciting this affirmation twice. And while you listen to the affirmations, imagine you're writing this affirmation down on a whiteboard or you're watching someone write it down on the board for you. This will help with memorization. So let's begin. With each breath, I release stress and fear, and embrace this present moment with inner peace and love. I'll repeat the affirmation again, but this time I want you to repeat it out loud to yourself so you can make a connection. With each breath, I release stress and fear and embrace this present moment with inner peace and love. I'll repeat the affirmation again and once again say it out loud to yourself. With each breath, I release stress and fear and embrace this present moment with inner peace and love. Now imagine dark gray energy from within your body, and you can see it pushing out by a bright, warm light. Envision the negative energy releasing from your body, making room for positivity, more light, and love. I'll repeat this affirmation again, and imagine yourself in action in full color. With each breath, I release stress and fear, and embrace this present moment with inner peace and love. I'll repeat it one last time and give you a moment to let it sink in. With each breath, I release stress and fear and embrace this present moment with inner peace and love. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes if you had them closed. And if it feels comfortable to you, place your hand over your heart to help seal this affirmation practice with self-love and care. This affirmation is yours to recite and practice for at least 21 days once a day. It's most effective before you go to bed at night or when you wake up in the morning before you start your day. To deepen your affirmation practice, consider making your affirmations sticky. Write this affirmation down on a sticky note and place it on your bathroom mirror as a daily reminder that you are capable of releasing any negative energy so you're able to make room for positivity and love. Or transform this affirmation into a short mantra. I release stress and fear and embrace this present moment. Repeat it to yourself as you run, walking, or right before you start your journal session. Earlier, I briefly described the phase of our lives as being stretched in different directions. I'm calling this midlife phase as our rubber band era. If you are curious to learn more about this and what it means, check out episode 40 for the full explanation. I'll include the link in the show notes. Please make sure to subscribe and bookmark this episode so you'll have it handy whenever you need a quick guide of this affirmation. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a family member or a friend who may also be searching for a positive affirmation to help them immediately get rid of stress and negative emotions whenever they need. Or show your appreciation by giving us a rating of this podcast wherever you're listening. Your support will help other midlifers discover this podcast so it can grow and blossom. Thank you for sharing this time and space with me. Every moment you dedicate to being mindful is a step towards a more fulfilled and vibrant life. Keep embracing your midlife journey with an open heart, and remember, you aren't alone in this. I look forward to our next mindful gathering. I'll talk to you soon.